WBD-40YH.
Hey, good morning. I thought I heard somebody in there. Just wondering how this new antenna's making the repeater this morning.
Sound pretty good. Where are you located?
Here, right by the airport, by the Asheville airport, quite a distance away.
Since you're doing great. What did you switch to?
I'm in super gainer, dual band here, 440, 2 meter, about 62 inches long, I believe, something like that.
In the middle of the roof?
No, it's mounted on a door mount, like a trunk mount, only it's mounted on the back of my, I have a Hummer, so it's mounted on the back gate door there.
Well, you're doing really good for that distance. Usually reaching this repeater from that location is a little bit scratchy.
Well, I'll be getting on the freeway here, heading back towards Hendersonville here shortly. I'll be curious to know, there's a spot where it gets basically gone for about a mile or two. I'm just curious to see how well it will work there. I don't know that it's going to be, that's a low spot behind the mountain a little bit there. So, but I was having some problems with the other one, so I thought I'd just swap out the antenna and see what happens.
Okie doke. I'll be here till about 25 after, so I'll be happy to give you a report.
The call sign out there in a little bit. I'm just fixing to get on the freeway, and then I got to drive about, 2 or 3 miles before I get to my band spot, maybe a little less.
I will listen up for you. You guys going to get rain again today?
100% chance today, 70 or 80% chance tonight. And not like we need it, but rain's better than, I don't have to shovel rain, that's all I can say about that.
Amen. Although it is pretty when it comes down like that. I saw where you guys up, maybe a little bit more further north of you, had some good snow over the weekend. One of my friends went up there and rode around in it, sent back pictures. I'm guessing that's probably the last one of the season.
I went to Tennessee last Tuesday. I was in Tennessee Tuesday through, came home yesterday morning early, and as I was coming across the gorge there and what have you, got into, there was no snow on the roads, but you could see it, in the high areas on the mountains, and you could see it off on the side of the road there.
Looking forward to having some here. I live in Tigerville. It's a little bit south of where you're at now. Oh, between Travers Rest and the state line.
Exactly where you're at. Well, I grew up in Michigan. I've been down here about 26 years or so. And I had more than enough of my fill of snow. So I if I never saw it again, I could quickly forget what it looked like and be totally happy with that. But I know the folks that don't see it or don't see it very often or have never seen it, they always get a thrill out of it.
Playing in it. Got a couple of machines that are fun to play on and just get out and play.
I enjoy snowmobiling and I actually used to enjoy playing in the snow. We used to go up to a place in Michigan called Houghton Lake and Higgins Lake, tip up down, ice fishing and snowmobiling and all that sort of thing. So I did enjoy playing it when I was younger, but now that I've gotten older, I think I've pretty much decided I just don't need it.
Part, don't have a machine to move it with and don't care to have to do it. I have a question for you about the UP. I've always heard that it's a neat place to go visit. I was curious to find someone who's been there and see what they have to say about it.
But the upper, you have northern lower, or the upper peninsula and the lower peninsula. The upper half of the lower peninsula is beautiful. Lots of great places to go. And then once you go across the bridge, Mackinac Bridge, and get into the upper peninsula, Those folks up there are known as Youpers. It's a whole different world. It is absolutely gorgeous up there, unspoiled, pretty much unspoiled. My wife is, her family is all from Upper Peninsula, Michigan. They're all Youpers, and it's a great place to go visit. Of course, now it never gets super, super hot up there. It's, if you go up there in the middle of July, it's not going to be like you're down here baking in the... So if you want to go to Upper Peninsula, Michigan, June, July, August are probably your best times to go, plus you want to go to see the snow.
I don't know if I want to go see the snow. Our manufacturing company has a plant up there, but it's not in the UP. It's in Michigan. Trying to think of the name of the city it's in. It's looking like I may have an opportunity to go visit them. And that's one of the reasons I was asking you. I need to find out what city it's in so I could determine how far it is to the UP from there. And see how long I could stay and maybe go visit in the summer. I've heard that wintertime's pretty rough on things up there.
I'm actually in my bad spot right now. I'm still copying you. It's a little bit choppy. I don't know. How are you copying me right now?
You're full copy. Yeah, you're picket fencing, but it's not bad enough to keep from being able to copy.
In the middle of that, and that's, I'm sure that's me. Like I said, this spot here is a low spot, and it's behind a mountain. So you may or may not still be copying me, but this only lasts about 3 miles, and then I come back up to the top there, and it's good again.
No, I don't think it's you. You're getting in still. The output power on the repeater's only 25 watts right now, so I believe that's coming. Your inability to copy is coming from that end.
Give me a mile or two, and I'll throw my call back out there. ND7J mobile.
8, standing by.
Delta 7 Japan mobile.
Wait, go ahead.
Yeah, there you are. Yeah, I get a little choppy there, but that's to be expected in that spot. So, but anyway, it's good to hear that you were able to hear me. My receive isn't so great, but yeah, if you get up to the Upper Peninsula, there's a lot of places to go up there. The Mackinac Bridge itself is just an unbelievable bridge. Pretty cool to drive across. And there's Fort Mackinac up there, and well, there's lots of stuff to see. Mackinac Island is another very cool place to go. They don't allow cars there. Bicycles and horse-drawn buggies and that kind of thing. Got a lot of cool places to go visit there if you get up that way.
Copy that. Hazleton is the location of the plant. Are you familiar with that particular city?
City again? What was the city?
Hazleton.
That's not one I've heard of, but I wonder what it's near, what bigger city that it might be near.
Far from the airport, maybe an hour 15 minutes from what I understand.
Okay, would you be thinking of Hazel Park?
Hazleton.
Well, it's been 26 years since I've been there, and a lot of the little cities and those types of places have changed their names. Like East Detroit is now referred to as East Point. So I'm thinking Hazel Park is probably what I knew it as. And yes, I'm very familiar with anything near the airport, because I grew up about 50, 60 miles kind of north of the airport in a city called Troy and Sterling Heights and those areas, Rochester Hills. Hazel Park is south of where I grew up, but I know it well.
Oh, a landmark would be, it's about an hour from the coast of the lake where they have an inlet.
Lake you speak of, because Michigan has all kinds of great lakes, but I suspect you're talking about Lake St. Clair, and Lake St. Clair connects up to Lake Huron through the, there's the Detroit River, and that connects Lake Erie and so forth, and it sounds to me like you're probably talking about what I used to know as Hazel Park, and that is probably about an hour from the airport, and probably maybe a little less than an hour over to Lake St. Clair.
Sounds about right. I'll get some more information. Next time I hear you, I'll be able to fill in the blanks. So that would be how far from the UP?
I'm going to guesstimate to the bridge to go across to the Upper Peninsula is probably 5.5 hours, give or take. And then depending on how far up the UP you go, it's from Detroit up to the bridge is probably a good solid 6 hours or so.
Well, that gives me an idea. Sounds like if I get an opportunity to go, I need to take some vacation time while I'm there and make the trip up and check it out.
The area that you're talking about is in the southern portion of the Lower Peninsula, not real far from the state line, Ohio state line, maybe an hour north from the Ohio state line. And then to get up to the UP, you've got a good 6 hour drive, maybe a little bit more even. Michigan's a long state.
What you're telling me, it sounds like a worthwhile trip to make, especially if you're that close.
You want to see and you're already up there, you know, you could easily take a couple of days. You know, it's going to take you half a day to get to the bridge, depending on what time you left out of that area. It's going to take you a good 5-6 hours plus, you know, by the time you stop, whatever, to get to the bridge. And then once you go across the bridge, there's a lot of places up there, depending on how far up you want to go. If you go up to, you can go see the Sioux Locks, which is a big lock, you know, for shipping. That's up there. You can actually take a boat tour of that and go through the lock. And some massive iron ore ships go through the locks every single day during the shipping season, which actually closes down because many of the Great Lakes, some of the Great Lakes freeze over, so they cannot they can't do shipping. Now, of course, the big lakes, Huron, Superior, Lake Michigan, those don't really freeze over. Although they have, they don't really freeze over. But the smaller lakes and rivers, they tend to freeze over or partially freeze over.
Something I want to avoid. I think I'd take the advice and go in the summertime. Well, thank you for the information. I'm going to be looking into seeing if I can't go there. Point of interest for you, we're working on a repeater system. In an attempt to improve the control system and create some linking networking and also up the power output of the system. We'll also be increasing the receiver sensitivity. We've got a package that Dave Watson has assembled that's our test bed. Once we get it working, we're going to leave the test bed up there for a little while we build the permanent solution. When that occurs, you should notice a difference.
You know, when I got into ham radio several years back, I could hit this repeater no problem. And it seems over the years that it has kind of dwindled off a little bit on the receive end. I seem to be able to hit the repeater, and everybody can hear me fine, but it's very choppy. And on my receive, I have a difficult time hearing people. This new antenna seems to be doing a little better because I'm in another area right now on the way to my house to drop a trailer that seems to be receiving a little bit better with this new antenna. This area is always questionable.
When I'm coming back this way as well. And probably the difference was how long you've been using this machine?
2013.
Okay. Well, we've made some changes, moved antennas around, put up new feed line. That's another thing we're in the process of doing is adding a second antenna and hopefully phase them together so there'll be two antennas. And the output power should increase. One of the things we noticed when we moved the antenna was it changed the coverage pattern, which is to be expected. So we're trying to get back to the coverage pattern we had, plus what we have now.
Yeah, I like to use this repeater. I know a lot of people on it. However, at times it's difficult. But I just turned onto my main road, and I'm still copying you very well, so my new addition has probably helped as well.
Three with you.
Coming up to my road here in just a few minutes, and I've got to drop one trailer and hook up another one and then head out to Black Mountain. So I've got a big plumbing job to do today, and I'm going to try and get it all done in one day because I hate driving out to Black Mountain.
And that'll save you some fuel wear and tear as well. I'll let you spend that time and money doing something else.
But today, that'll give me tomorrow off, and then I've got another job Wednesday, Thursday, and hopefully we'll have Friday off, and Saturday and Sunday off, kind of get back to my old pattern of work. I just started recently, within the last year, doing some home repair remodels. And I've got a partner, he's a lot younger than I am, and he's got six kids to take care of, so he's wanting to work every minute of every day. And I'm kind of at a point of retirement almost. In fact, I kind of started to retire there. I'm a photographer, and I just kind of didn't care to sit around and do nothing, so I kind of got into this a little bit. So anyway, but I don't like to work 6 and 7 days a week at all. I like to work, you know, 3, 4, 5 days at the most.
And that, I'm looking forward to being able to retire and work on the things I want to work on. I don't think I'll ever stop tinkering and working on stuff until I'm forced to. Kind of believe in the fact that the human psyche needs a purpose.
I agree with you 100%. I think once you totally stop doing everything and stop using your mind, the rest of you just kind of follow suit. So, well, listen, the name's Bob here, ND7J for ID, and I'm just getting ready to turn around here in my cul-de-sac where I have to unhook one trailer and hook up another one. Good talking to you. Thanks for the ride-along.
Same here's Johnny, WD4DYH, and the time is just about perfect. I'm fixing to land at my workplace and go hit the clock. WD4DYH.
All right, Johnny. Yeah, I was pretty sure that was you. I've met you before. I know your dad and your son. So have a good day. Good talking to you. Hope to see the repeater onward and upward. Best 73s, ND7J. Down here. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, thanks for the funds last night. That's great. Good to talk to you again. Yeah, been under the weather a little bit. I know you're hooking up the trailer, so I'll let you go. I'm going to be by the radio here. If you get hooked back up, give me a shout. I'll be on the radio here. I'm headed up to 178 up toward Nancy Mountain, so just give me a call.
Yeah, I'll either give you a call or I'll give you a call on the phone. I hadn't talked to you in a while. But let me get one trailer unhooked and the other one hooked up and get back to rolling down the road, and I'll give you a call on the phone or on the radio. ND7J.
Here, K9JDP clear.
D-W-4-N-G-U.
W-4-N-G-U, K9JDP. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Jim, I'm about to destinate, but I just wanted to say hello. I hadn't seen you in a while.
Roger, yeah, been pretty busy working up at Camp McCall and up a week and then off a week. So headed up there this morning, we're going to work for a week. So, yeah, good to hear you. Yeah, missed the last DXA, Sacramento DXA meeting, but yeah, good to hear you. Thanks for the shout back.
All right, did y'all ever get the antenna up on Nancy?
Negative, waiting on ND7J. And I guess we're waiting on the weather to warm up now. We're waiting on a tower climber at this point.
If y'all need any help, let me know. But that's going to be a gangbuster up there with his amp and everything else. That'll be great. Have a good one, Jim. WD4NGU, clear.
Roger. Take care. Have a great day, my friend. 73, K9JDP, clear.